Hey everybody, I'm Corbin.
And I'm Camry.
And we are siblings reconnecting with the joy of our Disney-filled childhood. Join us as we discuss, debate, and rediscover the second star to the right. This is The Neverland Files. Welcome back, everyone.
Hi, guys.
We're having a chipper day today.
We are. We both were responsible for the week, and this is our reward.
We get to talk to you.
Or each other.
Camry told me that people she knows were talking about the podcast, and so now I've got to carry the discussion. So here we go.
Not true. Okay. Should we start, Corbin, with the movie? Why did we watch Luca this week? You explain yourself.
It's not me I have to explain. It's
you explain your cute little
girl.
Yeah,
my daughter. She was, it's her birthday this week, and so we gave her, she could pick two choices, and then you guys voted on it, and she wanted Descendants or Luca.
And you all were like, please, Luca.
No Descendants votes?
There are maybe one or two, but hardly any at all.
Have you seen Descendants?
I haven't, but I honestly think it may have been our High School Musical review that put people off, because they're like, I don't want to listen to them talk Disney Channel TV, because it is painful to watch and then painful to listen
to. Hey,
to.
It's great listening to listen to me be grumpy. All right. So, should we jump into Luca here?
Let's do it. What have you got for story time?
Well, story time. In terms of box office, no data, because Luca was released.
No data.
No, it was released on Disney Plus, correct?
Yes.
Unless I missed something. It was a sneaky one theater release.
It was like one evening. No, it was only on Disney Plus.
Some random theater in Montana. But there's a random website. What's on DisneyPlus.com? The 10 most popular movies on Disney Plus in June 2021. Number one, Raya and the Last Dragon. Number two, Moana. Three, The Frozens and three and four were Frozens.
Plural.
And number five is Luca. So there you go. Most popular movies on Disney Plus in June 2021.
The most shocking thing to me about that list is that Moana is still up there. Like, Moana's hanging with the Frozens. I kind of almost feel proud.
It is beating the Frozens. Major upset.
That is not an easy thing to do. We'll see what happens in 5 years, who's still hanging on. But
maybe it's because there's two Frozens, so it's like dividing the numbers a little bit. I don't know. Way to go, Moana. Congratulations.
Whew. But at least Luca made top five. I mean, I'm wondering if it was one of those Pixar movies that people were like, meh, you know? It's not like Cars where it's like, oh, my little boy's going to love that. And it's, I don't know. It just, it
well,
maybe
we
was
like
a little too ambiguous.
We like it because of the name. When we heard about the movie coming out, we were like,
we were so excited.
Luca, that's
we
a
have
family
a Luca
name.
In our family.
And we're like, oh, this
oh,
is
and
awesome.
He's
perfect.
Yeah, he's a bundle of fun too. Though like completely opposite of this Luca. I think
he's Alberto.
Our Luca is an Alberto. Okay. Any more story time, Corbin, that you have?
Just really quick. This is a personal thing.
Oh, boy.
To provide some
we're
context.
We're on the couch, kids.
First time I watched this movie, I missed the first 10 minutes of it. And then I was like, I think I stepped out two or three times throughout the movie, and just briefly. So I saw most of it. But watching it again, it provided some context that was important.
Like, oh, I understand the plot now.
It was a little jarring to have this transformation thing going on in and out of the water.
And you were like, wait, who is that sea serpent thing? And who is the child?
And Alberto was a little confusing, his origin story. So anyways, I'm glad to be here.
Here's a tip for you guys. If a movie is confusing to you, just, you know, try not to leave or sleep in the middle of it, and it may help a little
bit. This is a very valuable tip for everyone who reviews movies online, because I don't think any of them watch the movie.
I don't think so.
It's a stupid movie. I wanted more water.
Did you sleep through it?
So there's my story time. That's all I got.
Okay. Now that you brought up us, did you see it the first time that we watched it together as an entire family?
Yeah, we were outside.
Yeah, we put like our big screen TV outside, had the lights on and the fire. And I mean, it was like, it was summertime to a T. It was so such a magical experience. Maybe that was influencing my movie viewing experience. Corbin kept getting up and leaving, the joys of having children. But I'm glad you got to sit down and at least finish it.
I was probably going to the bathroom.
Like, Corbin's like, ah, I need a break. I'm bored. Your kids were glued to the TV.
I wasn't bored. I just, you know, sometimes things are happening.
Okay. My story time is if you really like Luca, you've got to watch the 15-minute making of they have on Disney Plus. It talks about the research trips that they would take to Italy. The director, Enrico Casarosa. I don't know if I said his name right.
Yeah, we're going to slaughter the Italian in this episode. So there you go.
He was spent, his family was from that area in Italy, and he spent his summers there. So, and he said he even had a best friend. He has a best friend, has currently still best friends, a best friend named Alberto, who he said that he was like the Alberto in this movie, where he felt like he personally wouldn't have left Italy and pursued his dreams at Disney if he hadn't have had his friend. Corbin's yawning at me. And about his friend there to like make him brave. I'm sorry. I was just like telling my story and looked over and you were yawning.
Well, the funny thing is no one could see me. And so the only way they would know that is if you just announced it to the world.
I'm just letting y'all know. So you were sitting where I'm sitting. And then he also directed the short film called La Luna, which came out before Brave. Do you remember La Luna with the little teeny boy?
I kind of missed that Brave La Luna era. I think I was in college and I was trying to be mature.
That's too bad.
Or immature. I'm not sure which. But anyways,
yeah,
I missed that whole era.
That's a fair confusion. So anyways, he did do something else. So if you liked this and want to see more of his work, La Luna is on Disney Plus.
I love that town that they live in.
Yeah.
What is it called?
Portorosso.
Portorosso.
I think that you should watch the making of, I'm telling you, because it looks like that.
Here's my dream. I just want to go. I have never really wanted to travel to Italy. It's not like way up there on the bucket list, but now I do. I just want to drive along the coast.
So maybe Luca did its job then. Like the detail that they did about making the town was just incredible, because they would take various different people. So they would take somebody that was there to just sit and talk with the locals and get like a flavor of the personalities. You had people who were there like scraping stucco off the walls so they could get the texture of the stucco right. And then you had people...
Vandalism.
But hey, in the name of a Disney Pixar movie. And then they would like go swimming in the ocean and film it to see how long, like what it was like to swim in the ocean, how murky it was. And it was cool because they noticed that when you jumped into the water was such that like it retained all the bubbles and the bubbles would sit for a really long time. And they put that in the movie. So it's cool. They like details, guys. Pixar does their details. Does it make you want to go more, Corbin? Have I convinced you even further?
I just want to drive along the coast, like I said.
And ride that train that goes through the tunnel. Okay, let's move into character report cards.
All right, report cards.
Corbin, we've got to grade this classroom of children.
And there's a lot of them. And there are some naughty ones. Naughty children.
I honestly didn't grade... I don't know. I'm looking at my list. I'm like, are there a lot?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So let's start with outstanding, Corbin. Which of your students gets an outstanding from you?
Alberto.
Me too.
I was reading some things, reviews. Which people did not like Alberto. He's a little polarizing. It seems
is
like.
Interesting because he falls into your category of annoying preteen boy. But
you just put him in my...
Well, I'm saying that he fits that, right? Like, he's kind of a little bit obnoxious, and he's that age, but for some reason, he's not obnoxious. Does that make sense?
He's not mean. Is he ever mean?
I mean, he's selfish, but I don't know if you could call that mean. It depends. He comes around. He just gets jealous and kind of snippety.
I think he has a good reason to be jealous.
Okay.
We'll talk about this later on, but I loved Alberto. I love this full of confidence, although you realize later that there's...
It's a facade.
It's a little facade, but I think that's truly his personality, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But he's a little broken on the inside.
The confidence, though, I love that. Even like villains, you're just like...
Like Gaston. We've raved about Gaston.
Silencio Bruno.
I know. I watched this movie and I'm like, I need that in my life so badly.
Our lives are dictated by this ginormous...
By Bruno.
Monstrous Bruno.
Like really big.
It's humongous.
And it yells.
It's crushing.
Really loudly.
And we blame other people for our Brunos, but it really is.
I don't blame... Oh no, I know I'm my own Bruno. I fully accept that.
So... To see him, I need an Alberto in my life. And I do have a few of those who are very, we're going to do this and you can do this. And we're going to jump off this random ramp with a turtle underneath it. and it's going to be fun.
You know what? One of the things I really liked about Alberto is just the way he like struts. His like body language. Yes. I love when they're getting ready to go down the hill with their scooter for the third time and he fixes the mirror and like winks at himself. Yeah. And then they go flying down the mountain.
Yes.
I mean, come on.
Alberto's great.
I'm actually surprised you liked him so much. Because, like
so
I said.
Sad about his dad. What's going on there? Did we ever get any closure? Did his dad just leave him?
His dad just left.
Just left.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's I think sad. He ends up in a better situation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Of course. I understand that. But it's just sad that that happens, you know?
Yeah. It's a Disney movie. You got to have a parent leave. Right? Isn't that the name of the game
here?
Yeah,
what's going on with that? Come on.
Because normal families are boring. They don't have any conflict, I guess. Okay. So you're giving Alberto an outstanding.
Of course.
I'm giving Luca an outstanding.
Although
as well.
If I was his teacher, I would have a hard time with him, I think.
You're like, you can stand outside the classroom. But don't come in too close. You just...
When we need you, I will summon you to help Luca.
Yeah.
But then I will send you back out because you're wrecking the whole classroom.
Get out.
I don't know.
Anyways, I'm giving Luca an outstanding. I loved Luca. This is interesting because last week we had all of our side characters in outstanding. This is a different week for me. The main characters, they nailed them. And Luca is just... the most tender-hearted and adorable little boy, and I've never related with someone so much, and it's so sweet. So I love Luca, personally. Opinions?
Luca is... I like Luca.
Did you put him in outstanding or
satisfactory? I put him in outstanding, okay. But he's a very subtle outstanding.
He is.
I think some people might watch this movie and think there's nothing really there in terms of... like, you don't really know the depth of his curiosity and adventurousness.
It takes a while to get to that.
Well, I think a lot of times...
When he's with Julia. It comes out more when he's with Julia.
Think about Treasure Planet, where you have Jim Hawkins, and it's very evident.
Let's just sit and think about Treasure Planet, shall we?
Yeah, okay. Moment of silence.
For Camry's love of Treasure Planet.
But like Jim Hawkins, it's very evident early on, the struggle that he is having.
Yes.
With Luca, it's not. It's just, it's kind of like a curiosity, I guess.
Yeah.
But you just don't feel like the drive is really there for him to be really stepping outside of the water. But
I
know he's nervous, but it just surprises you that he gets out of the water in the first place, that he goes back and he's like being deceptive and things like that. So
would you want to go live with Uncle Ugo? Or whatever
I'm not
that
sure
guy's
what to think
name.
About Hunter. I don't know what kind of a grade to give Uncle Ugo.
That was the straight... I'm like, maybe if he was in the movie for longer, but it was literally 2 minutes.
Okay,
and you're like, what is happening?
Every time he showed up, here's my nomination.
Okay.
The Furrowed Brow Award goes to Uncle Ugo. Because you're like, it's kind of funny, but... It's so weird.
Maybe that's why they only had him there for 2 minutes, because they're like, if we do any more of this guy, people are going to get up and leave.
Like
when he's talking about how the whale bits like just float into your mouth.
It's but he's the type of character that is funnier to quote and think about than to watch.
Yeah.
Like when you're watching it, you're just like,
I remember
what?
The first time we saw it, everybody, adults, kids, like we were all laughing. And then I watched it this time and I was like, he's not as funny as I remember him being. So I feel like you need other people around you. And like you said, quote it or something. Because I was like, what is happening? His like eyes are going opposite directions. His heart stops and he has to punch him.
Yeah, it was, you could see the intent there. And anyways, Uncle Ugo, what a guy.
Anyways, I wouldn't want to go with Uncle Ugo. So I'm running
away.
We're
talking about Luca. That's
yeah,
right.
Those Luca's running away.
Yeah, mom and dad, that was brutal.
Okay, here
Getting
we go.
Uncle Ugo?
We're getting so... we're having a really hard time focusing today. So we've got Luca and Alberto are
well,
outstanding.
Like, we're just like Albertos now. We're just... We can't
We are.
Focus.
I can't focus. So is there anybody else that made outstanding for you? Or just the two main boys?
I liked the grandma.
I did too. In fact, I could have used a little more grandma. I love
Ooh,
how she sleeps
know.
With her eyes open.
The more she talked, the less I liked her.
No.
Her voice, something was going on with her voice at the very end. I was like, wait, this is grandma?
I don't know what you're talking about. At the end when they're eating at the table?
Yeah, I was just kind of like, she just needs to be the quiet, silent mentor like that gives counsel, but
and
doesn't
snores
need
really
to,
loudly.
But doesn't need to give a summary of the whole story at the very end.
No, so I really liked Grandma.
I liked her. I thought she was outstanding, but at the very end, it was they were pushing it almost into satisfactory. So, but I did love her sleeping and the
snoring.
The story. And then also how she covered for Luca when he was being a little stinker.
Well, and I love that for her, like, it wasn't a big deal. She's like, I go up there all the time. You know?
What is the mom story here? Oh, I keep getting soft sidetracked.
We're headed that I think I know where we're going with this. So we'll keep going and get to the mom eventually because Corbin's got things to say. I have two more outstandings.
Okay.
Massimo and...
Oh, Massimo's great.
I love Massimo.
His eyebrows and his mustache.
He's just this huge man.
He's a huge teddy bear.
Oh, he's so tender. And then I actually love Machiavelli, the cat. Oh, that cat. I was thinking about, like, do I need more of the cat? And I think they hit it just right. But he was the part of the movie that made me laugh.
This is the personal problem that I have, is these characters where you know what they're trying to do.
Oh, my gosh. Corbin is trying to outthink the movie.
I'm not trying to outthink the movie. But you just know as the writers, and they're like, ooh, well, let's put a cat in here that'll, like, make it, like, really, they'll know, the cat will know. And, you know, and I kind of get that. So, again, it's my own personal problem. I started thinking more about...
Corbin feels like, yeah, he's like, are they trying to manipulate me right now?
The intention
now?
And not the
I
actual
won't be
source.
Having that.
That's my fault. It's on me. It's on me. I found my chest, okay?
I like Machiavelli. I think it's so funny that he's the one that keeps seeing them change. And I just like his face glaring at everyone.
Mm. Gary loves the glarers.
I do. I love a good glare, especially when it comes from an animal. Okay. Are we ready to move into Satisfactory?
Sure, why not?
Corbin, who have you got? Who was... Okay. Who got a good job? Pat on the back. Don't hurt yourself. Do you want me to go first? I think I'll go first. My first satisfactory goes to Julia. Of the three kids, she was my least favorite. She was a little more hit or miss for me. Depending on who she was with, I liked when it was just her and Luca. I didn't like her when you first get to know her. She's just very... obviously very defensive, and nobody likes her in the town, and so you feel bad for her, but also just not my favorite. So, but I like her when it's just her and Luca and they're like really excited.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, please.
The very end of the movie, I felt like I wanted Luca and Alberto to continue their adventures.
Okay.
I didn't like that Luca was going with Julia to school or whatever. And I know he loves to learn and blah, blah.
Come
blah.
On, kid. You don't need school.
But to me, I almost see this movie, this is kind of giving a summary of the movie. I think there was an opportunity here to make this more of like a Luca Alberto adventure series.
Okay.
As opposed to a movie about Luca eventually going to school with Julia.
Does it
like
make you feel better to know they announced they're releasing an Alberto Luca short in November? There is more story and they will keep telling them.
See, that makes more sense to me. As far as the movie...
No, yeah, I disagree. Because okay. I feel like the whole movie...
I don't like how it ended. I don't like the wrap-up of...
Oh, I thought it was so sweet.
I love
sweet.
That he's cheering him on, but I don't like the fact that he... I just didn't like Luca and Julia together. I just think it was...
What?
No, it's... I was jealous with Alberto. I was like, you two are the buddies. You guys are having all these fun adventures. It's so entertaining to watch you create your own Vespa and to be so focused on your Vespa and get your Vespa. And have this moment of conflict and resolution and being still friends. And then Julia's kind of just this third wheel that ends up making Alberto the third wheel, which kind of bugs me.
No. Okay. Here's my thing with Julia. I feel
and you
like
just admitted that because you gave Julia a satisfactory.
I did. She's not always my favorite character, yeah. But that does. I feel like if the movie is called Luca and the story is about Luca, then the story is about Luca figuring out what he really wants, right? And if he just keeps going along with what Alberto wants all the time, because that's their relationship, is Alberto pushing him in a good way, but it's very much Alberto driven, then Luca's not learning anything. And so I thought it was important for Luca to find something that he liked away from Alberto and to make a decision to go and do something without him. To like show that he's grown and that he is ready to take on a new challenge by himself without having to have Alberto kind of push and shove him all the way. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I think you did an excellent job of explaining that, and I'm being persuaded.
Well, Thank you. I appreciate that.
Some might think that's sarcasm coming up, but I'm actually being very honest.
It just came out a little abrasive. So like, I don't know what he's thinking right now. You did a good job of explaining that.
Way to go.
I hate you, but okay. I love you.
No, that was really well said. I think I just really enjoyed the fun of Alberto and Luca.
I
wanted more of it.
I wanted more of them doing the Vespa stuff. Because you're right. Once they get into town, Alberto starts to lose more and more of his like comedic edge. But him trying to get that Vespa down the mountain and using the turtle as the jump was... Oh, it's so good.
You know, though, this reminds me of an experience.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
But I don't know if you've ever been in the situation where you and a good friend of yours, you speak a language and it's kind of a humor that you have between yourselves, right?
Okay.
And you say things and you can like look at each other and laugh about things and stuff like that. And then you introduce another person into this. And
it throws it all off.
It does. It ruins the inside jokes. And all of a sudden you realize that what used to be this inside joke, now you're on the outside. And this is Alberto. And so I experienced this.
This is why you sympathize with him, is because you ended up being the third wheel.
It's really frustrating because you're like, wait, we were here first. We have our own language. And then you just came barging in. Not barging, but, you know, Julia, she kind of takes over a little bit. And this cool language that you had is now gone. And so, yes, I do empathize with Alberto. And I wasn't even thinking about this during the movie, but I just thought of this now. And that was hard. That's hard to lose. It's not like you lost a friend, but you lost a uniqueness with the relationship. And someone took that away from you.
Yeah. I understand what you're saying.
Okay.
I understand what you're saying. I disagree. I think Luca needed
You're
both.
Disagreeing with my experience.
Yeah, I disagree. I think you totally interpreted that part of your life wrong. You need to get over it.
Thank you, Freud. Goodness.
I think Luca needed both Julia and Alberto. Julia is, like I said, she's hit or miss for me.
No, I agree with you. I think I agree.
You're right, though. It is sad to see their dynamic change because... Alberto is so funny.
I don't think he'll ever grow up. He's like Peter Pan. Peter Pan needs to swoop in and take Alberto.
No, he's going to grow up. Massimo's going to figure him out.
You know what? What would you rather have? The sequel of Luca or Alberto? And Alberto growing up and becoming like somewhat.
Well, I feel like if you have one sequel, you have to have the other. Because they just have that kind of friendship.
You got to pick one.
Oh, brother.
Which would you rather have?
I just want to say Luca just to disagree with you.
Okay, well, that's good for you for being honest.
No, right. I think it would be fun to do a sequel where you have Luca come back as like a teenager or an adult and have him and Alberto, like just see where they both end up because they're both on different trajectories now. And yet, have you had this with people where like you have friends where you were friends when you were kids or you were friends when you were in high school? And you haven't seen him forever, and then you see him again, and it's like nothing's changed. And you just pick up right where you left off. I've had friendships like that, and they're amazing. It's really cool that you can like keep that going. And there is when you have friendships in that stage of life, there's a bond. And it doesn't matter if you never see each other. There's just, you got
unless
that.
Julia shows up.
After this is over, guys, I'm gonna poke and prod and try to figure out who Corbin's Julia is that ruined his friendship with somebody else. Okay, let's move on. Who is another satisfactory? Anybody else?
Here's my question.
Okay.
Another question. Dad and mom, who's better?
Do you want me to be honest? I don't like either of them.
You put them in needs improvement?
They're both in needs improvement for me.
No.
I didn't like them at all.
I thought the dad was funny.
I mean, maybe occasionally, but not enough to make up for. I don't know. I just didn't like it.
And the mom, her moves, her soccer moves, she was brilliant. Amazing.
I don't know. Every time they came on screen, they were the kind of the letdown of the movie for me. I was like, okay, let's get back to the kids. I don't want to have to deal with this.
I will admit, the mom, something happened. She's like Moana's dad. Like,
yeah.
Did she go onto the beach and her friend got captured by Massimo?
Yeah. I don't know. She's got to have some sort of history because
she's adamant. And her mom's like, I don't know if it's her mom, but...
No, it's not. It's the dad's mom.
She's just like
She's like, whatever. get over it. Yeah, I didn't like the mom or dad. They're my needs improvement.
I love it when the dad pushed that kid into the water with this ice cream cone.
My favorite part about that part was when he was getting ready to jump in after him. Yeah. And his wife grabbed
by
his
the forehead.
Head. Yeah, that was probably their best moment.
Well, the reason why I loved it is because every time you saw that kid, he was eating ice cream. What is going on with this kid?
It's Italy and you're eating gelato. It's what you do. I'm pretty sure if we were
all
in Italy,
day, every day,
I would be eating gelato all day. Would you not?
Well, is that an accurate representation of Italians?
Okay. Okay, maybe
it is.
Maybe he was a tourist.
Pasta,
for the
gelato. That's all we do all day.
Hey, the guy who made the movie would know. So, yeah, I don't know why. I think the mom, it was the voice. I just didn't like her voice.
You know, like Jim Gaffigan? Jim Gaffigan as the dad?
You know what? I think my problem was...
I like Jim Gaffigan. We've been really getting into his comedy. It's great. This guy's such a weirdo.
I think my issue with the mom and dad was their voices, because they gave them this like Midwestern drawl and it just didn't fit. It was like they were from Wisconsin or something. And I was like, how did the sea serpents end up... From Wisconsin.
No, don't do this. There were people in the reviews that were like, why are Italian sea monsters speaking American English? It's just like, oh,
No. But
here
it was
we go.
It was distracting for me because it didn't fit. Because, you listen to the other characters and you can tell that they're intentionally having them like roll their R's. They're obviously not like speaking Italian, but they're trying to like have them pronounce things correctly. And then you have this like Midwestern couple. He's got this like huge mustache and he's like really nerdy. I don't know.
Massimo had a mustache.
Yeah, but he was
I didn't
fabulous.
Notice it.
Anyways, that's why I didn't like the parents. Apparently you liked them, so tell me what you got.
Oh, yeah, satisfactory. I told you, like the soccer, the mom was amazing. That was great animation. And the dad pushing that kid in the gelato serves him right. Big fatty. Even though he's not fat.
That
at all.
Is so sad.
Well, he's just, that's all he does. That's all he's eating.
It's summer, man. Let the kid enjoy his gelato. Okay. Anybody else that we need to talk about? I have one more. I think we both have one more.
Well, no, I mean, you've got the sidekicks, Chicho and Guido, which.
I liked watching Chicho.
The only time you saw him is they were just smacking each other.
I did like that Chicho laid down so that the Vespa fell on his back. Instead of falling on
and
the ground.
And it was all downhill from there. Even then, you're just like, that poor kid. What is wrong with you?
You know what? He reminded me of...
Costello?
Kid from... No. Oh. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. The one that eats all the chocolate and gets sucked up the tube. What is his name?
Oh, God. Hold on.
Augustus Gloop.
Yes,
that's
Augustus.
That's the one. That's who that kid was. Chicho is Augustus Gloop.
Augustus was too focused on food. Chicho.
I know, I'm just talking about what he looked like.
Oh, yeah.
Blonde,
like?
Round, with a striped t-shirt. I mean, he's straight
I
out
was
of the
sad
movie.
For those kids. Something weird was going on there. Weird.
So let's talk about their head boss man.
Is he a man? What is this?
Where did you put, how do you say his name? Ercole?
Ercole.
Ercole. I put him.
Visconti. Visconti.
I actually put him in Satisfactory. Because.
No, you can't do that.
Why not?
What a puke.
Why not?
What a P-U-K-E. Emoji. All of that.
I love when I have opinions and Corbin gets really mad because it doesn't happen very often.
You cannot like
No, here
Ercole.
We go. This is why. Because last week when we talked about cars, we talked about Chick Hicks and how he is completely the most hateable.
I would
hateable.
Rather have Chick Hicks than Ercole.
He's the most hateable character ever. And there was... a couple redeeming things that made him satisfactory, Ercole, because I loved watching him walk around town with his sweater.
Riding his bike is what you like.
So ridiculous. Like, yeah, when he rides his bike and he's got his bum in the air and he's like strutting around town and he's got his wool sweater on. So the image of him and how they call him a catfish because he has like
two whiskers.
So those aspects of him I found funny. And that's... He like barely made it out of needs improvement, but yeah. Beyond that,
he's
not
a terrible
a nice
human
person.
Being. I don't like him. He's a bully. He's in a small town.
I love that he's bullying the adults.
Well, like, yeah. Why doesn't someone do something seriously? And when he cheats, he shoves the pasta in what's his name, Guido's face. And the kid next to him was like, hey, that's cheating. And no one does anything. And the kid's just like, what is going on here?
His dad must have all the money. They must live in like a rich villa.
This town and the townspeople are getting knocked down like 20 rungs because they won't stand up to this little puke.
I'm telling you, his dad must have all the money.
I would rather hang out with Cruella de Vil than this kid.
Oh, absolutely.
Every villain out there is better than this kid.
Cruella. Cruella would at least be a good time. You might be frightened for your life, but she would be a good time.
Every villain. I mean, this guy is at the bottom.
No.
He is the worst.
I'm not hanging out with Palpatine. Are you kidding me?
I will hang out with Palpatine. Bring it on, buddy.
I can take on this squirt. Please. I can handle it.
Problem was, you beat the crud out of him, and then he'd just get up and say the same thing. It's just those pukey little kids that won't shut their mouths.
Corbin, okay. Now we've
If he's in my classroom, he's going to detention, and I don't even care if he looks at me, he's going to detention.
Corbin is so upset. He is stuttering. I think we've reached like a, this is again interesting because I thought this character Corbin would have not liked would be Alberto, but we've reached the preteen teenager boy that found
a spot on Corbin's hate list. I have quite a few I like.
Oh, man. Yeah, I didn't hate him. I hated Chick Hicks more. I just did.
No. Because Chick Hicks is just so...
Chick Hicks is his personality...
Nobody likes him.
I know. His personality is awful. There's nothing likable about him. Ercole, the way they animated him was at least, like, funny. That was the only thing. And it was good enough for me to be like, I'm going to give you a couple points.
Bad person.
Okay. That's what we want. We want a sequel where we try and figure out what happens to that kid.
I don't.
Oh, man. Okay.
All I want to see is him in black and white straps.
Did you? Oh, okay. Only if he gets to have his wool pink sweater on his shoulders. Okay. Is it off your chest? Do we need to do that some more, you know?
Enabler. Enabler! That's what you are with your satisfactory grade.
Hey, I can't help it. I just love watching him strut around in those dang leather loafers. Oh, man. Okay. We're going to... now that we know what characters we love and hate, we're going to take a quick little quiz on BuzzFeed. I only said BuzzFeed. BuzzFeed?
It's the knockoff of BuzzFeed. BuzzFeed.
BuzzFeed. So this is which Luca character are you quiz on BuzzFeed if you want to take it with us. So we're going to take it in live action. So neither one of us know what's coming here.
This could be a disaster. I really struggle with like impromptu, like last week with the memes. And I was like,
Corbin couldn't read the memes.
I don't know how to read memes, apparently.
It was a really, really big burden.
All right, ready to do this?
Let's do it. So Corbin, first, what is your greatest strength? I don't like any of my options.
There's six choices here.
But I am going to pick, I don't think this is 100, well, it's pretty 100% true. I'm going to pick I can keep any secret.
Ooh, that's...
I'm going to have that be my strength.
I mean, when someone says that's your strength, everyone just like looks around like shifty eyes like...
Yeah, they're like,
What do you know?
Or they're like, look at you and they're like, that's not true. I told her something and she told somebody else. And I'm like, no, it was one time. No, but I'm pretty good at secrets.
Okay.
I can keep a secret.
I'm a problem solver.
I would agree with that.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, this is so nice. Compliments. I love this activity.
Except for when Gorb was like, that's not you. Okay. Pick a water activity. I'm going to go with swimming, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
I hate swimming. I get water in my nose, my ears. It's just, I get a headache.
If you're
with
the right people, swimming's really fun.
Just as long as my head doesn't get wet.
Okay. So Corbin wants an activity where his head doesn't get wet.
I don't want to get wet at all. I get so cold. Okay. Let's see.
So you got to wear your wetsuit.
I'm going to go with kayaking.
Hey, that was my second choice.
Kayaking or paddleboarding. There you go.
Oh, paddleboarding.
Kayaking is kind of the... I'll just stand up in my kayak.
People are like, what is he doing? As you're like going down rapids, and you're just like standing in your kayak. Okay, Corbin, what color Vespa would you want to have?
Okay, here's the tricky part. I love black, but black gets dirty. It looks terrible.
It's true, which is really sad.
So I'm going to go with silver. I don't want to be flashy like with pink or purple or weird.
You know what?
Silver.
I'm going to go with green, but I want that like retro traditional Vespa green that's like kind of minty. I want it to look like it's from the 1950s. If I'm going to get a Vespa, I want it to be a classic. All right. Corbin?
Yes.
What would you do with your Porto Rosso Cup winnings.
How much money do you get?
Well, the Vespa they were buying in the movie, the crappy one, I think they were selling it for $9,000.
Was it dollars or was it whatever?
I'm going to say $9,000. And they had enough to buy it.
Oh,
so
yeah,
maybe we'll say 10 grand for winning.
Oh, well, it says like there's some pretty good choices here. Like travel the world with that. I mean, I don't know if that's going to be a good trip because you're going to be on a bike traveling the world.
By like part
the
of
college of my dream. Right. That's stupid.
Ouch.
Oh my gosh, that's so dumb.
Don't use money for college.
Well, you
kids.
Get there, you still gotta work hard. Like,
buy my dream car
stuff.
Is really, I think that's silly.
Why?
Well, because I mean, okay.
Oh, I'm totally doing it. Buy my dream car. Yes, I'm okay. All in. I want my van, baby, my travel
van.
Oh,
that's right. You do want a travel van. I'm gonna be really lame, guys.
It's happening.
I'm gonna save it for later.
What?
Because I don't like any of these options, so when a better option comes around.
No, that's literally the option is save it for later.
I'm taking that. Save it for later. When something else comes along.
Nothing's going to come along because you're just going to be like, I don't want to spend anything.
Okay, we have to choose a pasta dish. I do love pasta.
Oh, dear.
I'm going to go with ravioli, I think.
Really?
I do like ravioli. And it's not quite as heavy as lasagna.
I'll go with spaghetti and meatballs.
Traditionalist. I mean, you can't go wrong.
Okay.
Pick a place
Ooh,
in Italy to visit.
Boy.
Corbin wants all of them. I am going to go with Florence, I think. There's lot of cool history in Florence. And I've studied a lot about Florence, so I'm going to go with that one.
I've heard it's like the... Anyways, I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm going to say something. People are going, no, it's not. It's like, okay.
Go ahead, Corbin.
I'll just end it right there. I've heard nothing about any of these places.
Okay. And then our last question is,
I didn't get a vote on that one.
Oh.
So can I vote, please?
Oh, yeah. I thought you picked Florence with me. Sorry.
Well, I was going to make a comment about Florence.
Oh, there was
myself.
Venice. I should have picked Venice.
I've heard it's overrated.
Oh, geez.
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
I'll take the Amalfi Coast.
Ooh, that's a great one, too.
Thank you. I
Gorgeous.
Would prefer to go to Ponte Rosa or whatever it's based off of.
We want to go to this movie, please. Okay, final question. Pick a Pixar movie to watch.
What? We just. Okay.
Okay, if I'm going to go like right this minute today, I mean, you can't go wrong with Toy Story.
I was going to pick that one. Should I pick something different?
No.
Okay.
Pick what's...
I won't
be
zag.
Honest. Be honest.
Oh, boy.
Okay, I know who I am. Should I go first?
Yeah, go ahead.
Who do you think I am, Corbin?
Alberto.
No. Oh. Are you kidding me? Oh. You are Massimo.
Wow.
Yes.
You've got bushy eyebrows.
I do, and a huge mustache. Says, you are warm, hardworking, and adaptable. Like Massimo, you're incredibly welcoming, and you're always around to help those in need. It takes you a little while to open up to new people, but once you do, you become their friend for life.
Oh, wow. That was very well done.
Hey.
Way to go. You are a Massimo.
I like that. And look at his face. It's his grumpy face.
It's not a grumpy face. It's his relaxed face, which is not relaxed at all.
You can never can tell unless his eyebrows are up.
Yeah, it's a little bee.
I'm okay with that. I love Massimo.
That was very well done. Good job, Massimo.
Who are you, Corbin?
I am Alberto.
No, you are not.
Your personality matches Alberto. You are adventurous, brave, and charismatic. Well, thank you.
Oh, my word.
Tell me more.
Did you cheat?
like Alberto, you are a free spirit who isn't afraid to try new things. You are someone who will do anything to protect your friends, even if it means causing a little trouble. You are extremely loyal.
Okay, be honest with me.
I don't think that's super great. Like a great...
I think there's a few things, but maybe I don't know you as well as I thought I did.
I don't know myself, but I want to be Alberto now. The
okay.
new me.
You can be Alberto since you love him so much. I think mine.
And he's eating gelato. I'm down.
Oh, in your picture he is?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun. Okay. Well, at least you weren't Ercole. That would have been too funny. I would have laughed a lot. Okay, let's go into rate the reviews.
Oh, yeah. Rate the reviews.
You ready, Corbin?
Where's our music?
Are you prepared?
We need some music. I feel like we need it. Let's go to rate the reviews.
Oh, good. You did the theme music this time.
Thank you.
Okay. My first review from the internet. This is interesting because this is the newest movie we reviewed. Like usually we review old stuff. This is the first one that's like not everybody's
Spanky
seen
new.
It.
Yeah.
It's... Okay. So this is from Carrie A. 3.5 stars out of 5 from September, like last week. He was
September 2012. Wait, what?
He just finished typing this when I pulled it up. It's worth a watch, but be warned. It's not the most exciting of all movies. It's a beautiful movie that feels like floating on water, softly and quietly. I feel this is accurate.
That's an adequate description. I like that.
That is. Like, really, this isn't the most exciting movie, but that's why I like it as much as I do.
What's this person's name? Carrie?
Carrie. Carrie A.
Way to go, Carrie. Like, Carrie was in C-A-R-Y?
Say, K...
Say, say,
say, K. I can't spell now. K E R R Y.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, but I agree.
There was a test and you flunked.
And a lot of people said that they didn't like this movie because it wasn't exciting. And I'm like, I think this world needs a few more like quiet movies. This is just, it's not like in your face. It just washes over you and you feel happy.
Marvel has destroyed our ability to understand and comprehend and appreciate just a...
The quiet
fest. Realistic story.
Yeah.
Of yeah. adventure with sea monsters. That transmogrify into humans.
Transmogrify.
All right. My first review, 1 out of 5. This is from John, 3 months ago. Way to go, John. Thank you for chiming in. Unbeknownst to you. For the first time ever, I was unable to sit through a Pixar film. The story is flat and the characters uninteresting. This is a huge miss and a seriously disappointing film. Sad.
I'm not sure if the... Pause. Sad.
I don't know if the sad refers to the film or his the current state.
It's like, I am saddened by this.
Sad. So, thank you, John.
I love that he felt like the review wasn't complete until he put... Sad at yeah. the end. This is interesting because it kind of works into my John review. This is from John G. Gave it one.
Oh, mine was John T. Just,
okay, this is John, his
I'm
friend.
Glad it's a different person.
Yeah, this is John G. He's like writing tons of reviews.
He's
all
like
over
going
the place.
To every website. I wanted you to write my review.
1 star out of 5. To me, more disappointing and formulaic than Onward. Now, we have both seen Onward. We have
formulaic?
Not reviewed it. More formulaic and disappointing.
What does he mean by that?
So he means like predictable.
Oh, okay.
So, in your opinion, which do you like better? And do you agree with this?
We haven't reviewed Onward yet.
We haven't, but just like off the cuff.
I haven't even watched it. I don't even know what Onward is.
I thought you watched it.
I don't even
it.
Know what
no,
it is.
He's
I thought
lying.
I haven't talked about it on this podcast. I have no
Stop.
Idea. It doesn't even exist. No, I'm just kidding. Ooh, that's tough. They're so.
I'll be honest. I
think I like Onward.
I did not like Onward.
Oh.
So, I John G., I don't know what's going on with you. There are parts of it that I liked, but I prefer Luca 100%.
I liked the brotherly story.
Maybe
there.
You had that to have a brother okay. to appreciate
yeah,
that
you,
one.
Yeah, you don't have... Wait, you do have
But I'm not
brothers.
A brother.
Yes. Well, yeah, it's your fault. That's only for males.
it's a man movie.
You're
okay.
all males. Okay. Okay.
Thank you, Penguin from Madagascar. Okay, Corbin, your next review.
3 out of 5. Commanding Officer from 2 months ago.
Whoa. Okay. Authority.
Not enough Italians. Also, who the bleep is Bruno? And why is it in my head?
Oh, guys. So,
I like Bruno, oh. but this guy's really, it's messing
what
with him.
What is his name? Commander?
Commanding officer.
Commanding officer. I think you need to.
He's being haunted by Bruno.
He is taking this way too literally. Who the bleep is Bruno? Oh my gosh. See, but he doesn't have a Bruno, right? He's one of those people that doesn't have one, so he doesn't understand.
Or maybe he just discovered
I'm
Bruno.
I'm on intimate terms with Bruno. Oh man, that is so funny. It's great. Okay, mine is, next one is from Dan B. 1 star. B-O-R-I-N-G. Jokes fall flat. The storyline is bland. If you can even call it a storyline, uninspired and boring for my whole family, we all agreed. You know what? I think you're right, Corbin. I think like movies now have ruined our audience.
We're
have
sorry,
ruined,
you guys.
have ruined movies for all of us because we can't do like quiet, simple movies anymore.
Black and white movies are the bane of many people's existence.
Yeah, they're like, I can't watch this. Because where's the color? And you're like,
I love when they're
dude.
Like, where's the story? And it's like, that's all there is a story.
Yeah. There's no special effects. There's no color.
There's no violence
it's
or action.
Dialogue and acting.
It's story. And you are complaining about the story?
They're like, it's too simple, okay? I need something more complicated with more stuff so I can understand it because I'm so sophisticated. Oh, man. I can understand people seeing this movie as boring, but I completely disagree. I'm trying to be diplomatic. No, I get it. Like, if you don't watch...
Of course you do, because you said it. But it doesn't make any sense.
My gosh.
I understand people who don't like this, but they're wrong.
No, I didn't say that. I said I disagree,
yes.
Which is...
Yes.
Not the same thing.
Okay.
I'm glad I gave you a good laugh.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, Corbin, go ahead.
This is from Denise.
Hi, Denise. 2 months ago. Hi, Denise.
It's a big surprise there. 3 out of 5. Too much hitting. No critic even mentions this. Unnecessary violence against children.
Oh,
poor
my.
Denise.
I'm trying to. Is there hitting?
I have to
think about it.
No, Guido and Chicho are constantly hitting each other.
Yeah, but they're like in the background.
And
I didn't even notice it. It made
me uncomfortable. It was just constant.
Guido and.
Like, you mean it. And it's just like, oh my gosh, Ercole, just someone tie a heavy object to his ankle.
Oh my gosh.
And throw him onto the beach.
Oh.
Okay, I wasn't going to say into the ocean. Okay, I wasn't going to be weird. But
yeah, because you make fun of me for not making sense.
Well, I didn't want to be
dark. I love
dark.
That you just censored yourself in the middle of your comment.
I'm like, halfway through this. I got to fix it.
Throw him on the beach.
Okay, anyways, moving on. But there is lots of children hitting each other. And it was Eric Coulet was instigating it. Let's move on.
Okay. My last review from John Heath K. John Heath K. Got it.
Just the letter K?
Just the letter K.
No, not K-A-Y.
He wanted to give his first and his middle, but not his last name. So, John Heath. 5 out of 5 stars. Because we've got to have a good review.
Yeah, I got a good review.
Holy cow, this was so dang good. The animation is beautiful. The characters are memorable. The story wasn't confusing. It was just great. What the heck is going on here? Seriously, this is one of Pixar's best in years.
Ooh. I mean, I like the enthusiasm.
Oh, and there was I was trying to translate that it was half written in all caps. So
yeah, you were shouting.
I think they were probably shouting.
I wonder if the keys on their keyboard are broken. They're just like pounding on it.
This was so dang good.
Get my message across.
I love that he mentioned that the story wasn't confusing.
Yeah, I don't think there was much confusion. I know there were some people like, why are they transmorgifying into humans and the sea monsters and all that stuff? Wasn't explained, right? But not everything has to be explained. And I'm okay with that. Usually I care about that, but I don't care. There you go.
Okay, Corbin, give us your good review.
5 out of 5. Corey.
Hello, Corey.
3 months ago. What an adorable movie. So adventurous and full of color. A sweet story to tell about how being different isn't a bad thing. Absolutely loved it. Would recommend for any audience. Also, learn some Italian tonight. Feeling fancy?
Feeling fancy? I could just see him like he's suddenly like, I've got to get an ascot and wear it with my smoking jacket because now I know some Italian.
Silenzio Bruno.
Silenzio Bruno. What's up with you, stupido? Yeah, that would say that to the Italian people. I'm sure they'll love it. Feeling fancy. To an extent, I will. I mean, I do agree, but to kind of make his comment a little more serious, there is a sophistication to this movie. I feel like it's quieter. It's a little more sophisticated. It's not like what we talked about. Marvel, flashbang, action, in your face. So, yeah, I don't blame him for feeling kind of fancy, you know? It was kind of artsy.
It's a quaint story.
Oh, I like the word.
Where
quaint. The
world is not in peril.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a little boy. It's his world. It's important to him. Think and take the perspective of a child. This is a critical. The Vespa is the most important thing to these two little boys. This is their world. We don't need
a villain to come stomping down the mountain. And
aliens trying to burn down the village for a good story.
Yeah. Feeling fancy. All right, Corbin, are we ready to wrap up with some awards?
Let's do it.
All right, I would like to nominate Massimo for Best Disney Dad. honestly, he's pretty high up on the list for me.
Where's the mom? Did they explain that? I might have missed that part.
Julia's mom lives...
Oh, she lives in Genova.
Yeah, they're divorced.
Okay.
So yeah, they live in separate towns.
Way to go, Massimo.
Oh, Massimo is the best. Not only is he a great dad to Julia, because he's like, I don't want you to race again, because you get so upset. And you can tell that he's like, it hurts me when you're so upset about something.
He is a big
something.
Teddy bear. He is such a big
And then he takes in Alberto, and he's like... Come on, kid. You're going to work for me. I'm going to take care of you. We're going to give you a home and
he
somewhere
to belong.
He is a good
dad.
Oh,
I didn't notice him
like
that, but I am.
The adult version of Mufasa. I don't know if he's quite to Mufasa level, but he's hanging up there in the top three for me anyways.
He's pretty good.
He's a good
like
Disney
that.
Dad.
Good nomination. This is weird because we already talked about this, but I said better as a series than him as a movie. Luca and Alberto Adventures, that's specifically in my notes. I did not know they were coming out with that, and I'm excited.
I don't know if it's a series. I think it's just a short. But it's coming out November 12th. So if you watch Luca and you're like, Corbin, feel like they kind of ripped apart the dream team, don't worry. There's more coming. And it is focused on Alberto.
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 Okay.
My Charlie Brown Award is going to go to Julia. When she gets nervous and embarrassed, her smile turns into squiggly line. There were a couple moments that were like, that were totally Charlie Brown. Her hair, the shape of her hair.
That's great.
I'm not going to be able to get through this.
Oh, that was good. That was a good one. I like it. I like it.
Thank you. The way her hair is like a triangle, like there's very stylized things in these movies that make it feel a little Charlie Brown-esque. And I love Charlie Brown, so I was all for it.
Can I give an impromptu award? This was not planned, yeah. But an award to the award giver. What a great award. Can you imagine an awards ceremony?
And they just keep doing that.
They keep going around and around. Good job, Cameron.
Like, we're out of awards.
What a great award. Well done.
They're like, you stop handing out stuff. We don't have enough for you to do that.
An award for you. Oh, thank you.
Oh,
and an award for you.
Okay. Everyone's a winner. Okay, Corbin.
Best pure athlete.
Okay.
Shocking. The mom. When she got that football on her foot, excuse me.
I don't think I was paying attention
ball,
to this part.
She was phenomenal. And she was knocking kids into the little pond in the little fountain. She was great. Amazing. And she had just learned how to walk. Like, you know what? Here's the conspiracy.
Okay. I'm ready for conspiracy.
Her and her husband knew how to use those legs very well.
Oh, for sure. There was no learning curve.
I think there have been quite a few date nights.
Absolutely.
On land.
Having gelato. I agree. They've been up there with grandma. Probably like playing dominoes with the old men and having a great time.
So she just doesn't want Luca.
Yeah. Oh, okay. She's getting worse. She was already in my needs improvement.
She doesn't
and
want
I'm like,
Luca getting in
like,
the way.
Don't go up there, honey. It's amazing. And it's my alone time. And I don't want you following
okay,
me.
Okay. That's the important part. The important part. Put right there. Well, as a parent,
yeah.
You like to have a little safe place.
Yeah. Like a sacred place that is no kids allowed.
Yes, like
Porto Rosso is that for Daniela.
Usually it's the bathroom, or you know, it's not even that safe.
Our mom
kids
would lay
door.
Down by the bed and play hide and seek with us, and we would be able.
She's gonna hate us for this.
We couldn't find her anywhere, and she would purposely
mom,
just.
It's been hours.
She's just laying by her bed on the floor, like Oh man. So yeah, I think that's it. I think. Daniela and Lorenzo love their date nights. And
Great athlete.
Okay. I didn't even remember that was the award. Apparently, I need to go back and watch that scene again. But anyway.
It was impressive.
I have a nomination. We haven't done anything with this category for a long time, but I noticed it on there. And we could do several nominations. Our best mustache category. We've got Evan Rode from Rescuers.
Oh, that was like from episode 2.
That was like forever ago.
Great mustache.
Massimo, and I also think Machiavelli should be on that list because I love that they nominated him with a black, little black swatch right over his nose. Looks like he has a matching mustache with Massimo. So they can be twin mustachers. The dad has got a mustache too, though. And you love the dad. Do you think he deserves to
be on the... love the dad. I thought he was satisfactory.
Well, he was your man.
No,
Jeff,
you can't
Gaffigan.
Compete with Massimo. I don't even remember any of the other mustaches. That's how amazing his was.
And he has eyebrows to go with the mustache.
They're matching.
They are. In fact, I bet you anything that what they did is they just copy and pasted the mustache and made it smaller for the eyebrows.
And just cut and separated them?
Uh-huh.
If he ever loses his eyebrows, just shave the mustache right onto the eyebrows.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go.
He would look crazy without eyebrows. Some people, I think, could get away with it if you're blonde. I had a friend at college, though, who had super dark hair, and he shaved his eyebrows off, and it was terrifying to watch him grow them back. Okay.
Watching him grow back. We sat there for hours watching
them. It just never happened. It was taking so long. Any more awards, Corbin?
One last award. A couple weeks ago, we reviewed Gus, and I had real issues with Andy.
Oh, boy, did he ever.
I thought he was the most anti-lovable main character.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say the anti-Andy award goes to Luca. You don't have to be flashy and dashy.
Luca!
To Luca. You don't have to be flashy and dashy. You just have to be cute and lovable.
He's animated in such a cute way. His cute little hair and his big brown eyes. And he's got like a little bit of sunburn on his cheeks and his nose because he's never been out in the sun before.
And he is trying so hard to overcome Bruno.
Yes.
And he does.
Oh, man. The anti-Andy award. I don't know if I love the title of the award, but I love who you gave
title.
It to.
Very creative. Well done. Good job, me.
Good job,
Here's
me.
An award to myself. Thank you.
I will be taking that one. All right. My last award is a sneaky good soundtrack award. I love the retro Italian pop songs in this movie.
It is good. Sneaky is very the right way to say it.
I totally forgot. Yeah. Because when I went to post about this, that we were watching this movie, I always put music with it, and I pulled up the soundtrack and was like, this is so good. And I love the music of like the dream sequences when he's like, Luca's running around on Saturn's rings, or when they're driving the Vespa through the flowers.
Yes.
Oh, Dan Romer did an amazing job with the instrumentals. Plus the Italian pop songs. I mean, it's just so fun and summery. It's the kind of music that just like makes you happy, you know?
Yes.
It just puts a smile on your face.
Agreed.
All right. Anything else, Corbin?
No.
Before we rank it.
Let's rank it.
Okay.
Do you now. Now.
Do you want to go first?
Do it now.
I'll go first. Yeah, you go first.
Okay. And you forgot to update one of yours because you have less than I do. All right.
Great. So my counting's going to be off.
I'm going to put this one at number 20.
Oh, my heavens.
4.
20?
Right below Aladdin and above The Jungle Book.
What? Okay. Explain yourself.
Oh, just rewatchability. Like, I don't know if I'll look at this and be like, hey, I haven't watched Luca in a while. And there's some tough ones. I mean, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs is down in that area. And I so good. So classic. But again, rewatchability, that's why that one's so low. Aristocats, Sword in the Stone, Cars, Lion King, those are right above it. I think those are all just more watchable.
Rewatchable. They're more watchable. They're just better. Okay. Guys, I'm deciding.
I'm not getting caught up in the moment here. I'm just being real.
Oh, I am getting caught up in
boy,
the moment.
Here we go. Number one. It's number one. I like how it's not exciting at all.
I like my films really dull. So dull.
I wish they would have made it black and white.
I do love black and white. Okay. I don't know if this is accurate because apparently I didn't update my list. I apologize. But I have it at number 14, which is going to be below Sleeping Beauty and above Coco.
Wow. Sleeping Beauty is that high?
Yes. The visual experience of Sleeping Beauty is just stunning. It is better than Coco. It is better than Inside Out for me. It's better than Up.
Ooh.
I like Cars more. That soundtrack and Cars and the visual, you just can't beat that.
Interesting.
But I think this is up on my rewatchability list, and I will tell you why. As I was watching this movie, I was coming up with a list of movies that if you like Luca, you will like The Parent Trap from 1961, because this gives me Parent Trap vibes. It's the summer. It's just kind of a chill, a little bit funny, and it's just warm. It gives you the warm fuzzies on the inside.
Great dad.
Great dad. Oh, Brian Keith in The Parent Trap, y'all. We love him. Him and Mossimo would be friends for sure. They could go fishing together.
I think Parent Trap's better.
Oh, I think Parent Trap's better too, but it's rewatchable for me because it sits in the same vein where it's like, okay, when I need those warm summer vibes.
Like Luca, right now, because it's getting colder, I'm so depressed. Anyway, sorry, go ahead. It's not about me, it's about you.
So I have some recommendations. If you like Luca, I think the Parent Trap will give you the same vibes. Kay. If you like the kind of artsy, quirky dream sequences in Luca, where he's flying the old machine in Rome and the fish, I think you would really like the Little Prince movie from 2015. You've got to watch La Luna, which is the short the same director made. And then Mr. Magorium's Wonder Emporium from 2007. They're all kind of quirky and weird.
And if you didn't like this movie, I have some recommendations for it. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
If you didn't like this movie, don't watch any of those. Like
watch
Emerson.
Marvel.
All
28,000.
I'm telling you, Parent Trap and Luca, they're on the same emotional plane for me, and I really liked it.
Okay. All right. Well done. We did it, right?
We did it.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
So next week, we're going to be reviewing.
Next week, it's time for season 2 of Clone Wars. Haven't finished it yet.
It's quite the investment.
It is. But we'll be doing our little monthly wrap-up of Star Wars-ness.
We're pumped.
Clone Wars season 2. So catch up on your Clone Wars, and we will talk to you next week. This has been another episode of The Neverland Files. Subscribe and review, and join the conversation over on Instagram @TheNeverlandFiles. Thanks for listening.